Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was smoking in a cemetery, and things started happening after he left. Did something follow him home, or did he just smoke a little bit too much?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. Our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. If you want access to all of our bonus materials, all of the ad-free episodes, all the advanced episodes, the full archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, you can get all of that through Apple Podcasts when you sign up to be a premium subscriber there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the show. I went to something that the only way I can kind of describe it without actually seeing it, because it's so hard to explain, it was like a haunted house, but it wasn't a haunted house. I got to go check out a meow wolf over the weekend in Dallas, and what a weird, creepy, trippy experience that was. It's I don't even know how to.
And I don't even know how to describe it to someone.
Yeah, it's like a arts/mystery installation. It's if an escape room that you don't have to escape from met a very trippy group of artists that made this amazing place that you can walk through and have these experiences that are very much feeling like reality, and then you're out of reality. So there's some almost Stranger Things aspects to it, where you're almost like in this upside down world and how things are never quite the same. Like you literally walk through a fridge and then you end up in this kind of creepy upside down world that you can go through the washer, the dryer. There's doors where you least expect them. It was interesting. It was neat. It's not an advertisement for them, but what an amazing experience. They have several different type of meow wolves all over the country. I think it's like four or five of them right now. Highly recommend checking that out if you want to go for a neat experience, something other than a haunted house. It was cool. It was very, very neat.
Question, when you walk through the refrigerator,
yeah,
what's that like? Are you walking through
the door
produce
open?
And refrigerated items?
I'm in one room, you do. It just depends on the refrigerator you go into, because one refrigerator you go through and then you end up in a room of like seven other refrigerators, like in a circle, and it's playing really funky music and it's like the refrigerator from hell that you're in. And then you find another door, refrigerator door to go out of, and that leads you somewhere else. It's hard to describe. It is just a very trippy experience. If you're not on anything in that exhibit, you're going to feel like you are. And if you are on anything while in this exhibit, you're going to feel like you are. So it's fun for all, but yeah, it was just a creepy, weird thing that I think our audience would enjoy. Again, they're not advertising.
I want to go.
But just what a weird place to go and see. That one was in the Grapevine area of Dallas. I think there's one in Vegas. There's one. I don't know. I got to look it up. Anyway, Meow Wolf is what it's called. Hey, back to our stories in just a quick second. First, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you love getting the chills. So why not upgrade to a super cooling mattress? Our friends at Ghostbed make the coolest bed in the world, which is great with summer in full swing. Ghostbed has cracked the case on comfort and quality with their expertly crafted mattresses. These guys have been perfecting the art of sleep for over 20 years. They know what they're doing. They never cut corners, using only the best materials for a mattress that's as durable as it is comfortable. You'll sleep soundly knowing you've got the perfect support for those intense dreams. Worried about making the right choice? Don't sweat it. Ghostbed offers a 101-day sleep trial, so you can test out your new mattress absolutely risk-free. And guess what? Most products ship within 24 hours. So you make your decision and boom, you are going to get it very quickly. So my fellow paranormal enthusiasts, it's time to step up your sleep game with Ghostbed. And for a limited time, take advantage of their massive Labor Day sale. For a limited time, head to ghostbed.com/ghost and use code GHOST for 40% off your purchase site-wide. Go to ghostbed.com/ghost and use code GHOST for 40% off your purchase site-wide. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our first ghost story.
Hey, this is Marcos Moreno. I can just sound y'all out today. And a lot of your podcast is really good, and I feel like this would be a perfect time to talk about a story, or a few at least, that I've experienced. My name is Marcos Moreno, obviously, and 19. And when you're 19, you know, you get into trouble every now and then. Well, our first story actually takes place in a cemetery. You see, me and my friends, we'd always go and we'd smoke weed next to the cemetery. And we've done it 3 times. And every time that I've done it, something crazy has happened. The first time, we were next to the cemetery. And I even told my friend, I'm like, hey, this just doesn't feel right, you know? Like, we're doing drugs right next to where people died. And I felt like I was disrespecting it. You can take it how you want, but I feel like we were disrespecting them. And he told me, oh, sure, it'll be fine. It'd be fine. So I just shook it off. Later on the night when I get home, it was just me. And it was about 1 or 2 in the morning, about. And then my Xbox and TV turned on all of a sudden with the controller. And obviously, I didn't think any of it. I just thought it was strange. The second time, we go smoke at the cemetery again, and I tell my friend about it. I'm like, hey, the Xbox turned on. The TV turned on. He's like, oh, don't worry about it, man. Well, that second time, right after we smoked at the cemetery again, the second time, we went straight to his house. And then the we were talking, you know, having those little pipe dreams, and the car started shaking by itself. We didn't know what was wrong with it. And for about an hour, when we got out of the car, we came back, and the car was still shaking a little bit. And what happened, why it was shaking, was because the lock kept turning on and off. Like, it would lock in, lock out, lock in, lock out, lock in, lock out. And we literally had no clue, and it did that for a whole hour. Just lock in, lock out, lock in, lock out. We just concluded that maybe his car was a little messed up or something, until the third time we go smoke at the cemetery again. And this time, I'm by myself with my dog. Now, this time, I'm dummy high. I'm ridiculously high. And I thought I hear something in my house. I'm already at my house. I'm chilling out. And I thought I hear something at my house. Well, I just thought it was just me playing stupid. You know, I'm high. You know, I'm high. Don't worry about it, Margoose. I thought I hear something. I shake it off. But I know I hear something because my dog heard it too. And it just came from the kitchen. So I could conclude it was like mice or something. My dog is ready to pounce out. It's a little Yorkie poodle, tiny, tiny, tiny. Well, she's in the position. She's ready to jump off, bark, and everything. But I'm calming her down. My dog is calm down, calm down. My dog named Vegas, calm down, calm down. Well, I finally get her to settle down. And finally, something breaks. Something, a glass shatters in the middle of the kitchen. My dog jumps off the bed, starts barking everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And I'm freaking out. Because first of all, you know, I'm high. You know, obviously. And second time, you know, this is the third time something dumb like this happens. So I go off, I'm looking around. I see the busted plate on the bottom. And my dog is barking at the mirror. The mirror, we have a mirror next to our kitchen. And my dog is barking at the mirror. And after that day, we never smoked at the cemetery again, me and my best friend. Never, ever, ever. And it was just a really eye-opening thing for me. Because I've always believed in ghosts, but never really something that I would have personally experienced. But it's funny, there's a reason why I believe in ghosts. And it all starts off with this story. When, like I said, I've never really experienced anything, but this one time when my grandpa died, we took a lot of his things after the funeral. It was just a lot of knickknacks and everything. But one thing was a little blue radio, you know, a little FM AM radio. And yeah, it's just something, I guess it was just a boomer thing. But here's the thing, it didn't work. It never had any batteries in it. So, you know, if you were to work, you put batteries in, blah, blah, blah. Every night for years, and when I mean years, I mean it went on forever. We just kind of thought it was normal at this point. Really, really late, the radio would start making staticky noises. And I first noticed this after my grandpa died. After my grandpa died, I was like, Mom, why is this all staticky? It's all staticky. And it just got to the point where it was just the normal. And I believed, you know, I honestly do believe that my grandpa, you know, just didn't want to go to heaven or something. It was just weird because it went on for, like I said, years. And then it got to the point where my friends would start talking about it. Now I wouldn't know what to tell them, you know, with being 9, 10 years old. I can't tell them it's a Joe ghost. I can't tell them it's my grandpa. I just kind of just say, I don't know, man. And to be honest, I kind of want to go smoke at the cemetery one more time to see if anything crazy would happen. And those are just a few crazy experiences I've had. The only experiences I've had, really. Never had anything else paranormal. However, it was just really eye-opener for me because I've never really told anybody this stuff, especially the radio thing. And it's just something I thought would be good for the show. So, you know, enjoy.
Thank you for sharing that. So what do you think? Was it a ghost or was he just high?
I don't know, because part of me is like, well, he was high. And yeah. But then the things that were happening to him didn't really seem like, you know, the TV and I think it was his Xbox turning on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Now, maybe you're so high you forgot that you turned them on.
I don't know. I've never been that high where, like, right? Shit's going like I, when people are always like, well, what if it was drugs? I'm like, what kind of drugs are you taking? like that's not weed.
Acid or something.
Like, weed does not. People are so, if they've never done it, they have like no clue. I'm like, no, weed doesn't do that. Like, that's not weed. That's just, it's not. It's not alcohol either. Things like that don't necessarily, you can forget things on that sort of thing, but not necessarily, you know, you're not usually having hallucinations, you know, it just doesn't happen. So,
and maybe if he was smoking weed that was laced with something you didn't know about, then I think you could see apparitions maybe.
Sure.
But this wasn't even that.
No.
This was like weird electronic things. And, you know, and then when his dog's seeing it too, you know, and his dog's barking and reacting to something that he's experiencing at the same time.
Yeah.
After he smoked weed at the cemetery, it kind of seems like, number one, he shouldn't be smoking weed at the cemetery. And then he sounds like a young guy. He's like, I'm going to do it one more time.
Uh-huh.
It's never a good idea. Like, really, do you have to do it one more time? But whatever. Yeah. I'm not here to judge or here to tell you what
to
do.
Yeah.
But I just think, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think that something weird's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly sounds like it. I don't want to just dismiss him because he was smoking, because I don't think that's always the case, that it's just, you know, well, couldn't be possible. It's all in your mind. But I think he certainly experienced something there.
Because I could see him going home and feeling like something's watching him. Mm-hmm. Because remember years ago when I was a kid and I smoked weed all the time. And by kid, I mean like teenager and 20s. But when I did, sometimes I would get real paranoid. So I could see that happening, but that's not what he experienced. Mm-hmm. It wasn't paranoia. It was, he was, you know, things were happening.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just seems to me like it's not just the weed.
I agree. Thank you for sharing that story. If you have
you know what would be interesting?
What?
What would be interesting is if he went back to the cemetery, hung out, but didn't smoke weed.
See if it happens
again.
And went
back home to see if anything would happen.
Yes, change that part up in the experiment. Yeah, I agree. Thank you for sharing that. If you have a ghost story you want to share with us, you can do so. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. We're writing at Real Ghost Stories Online. Of course, we'd love to hear from you. If you want an ad-free experience of the show, get it all and help support us, then check out ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or go to our subscription premium page on Apple Podcasts and sign up there. Get access to all of our episodes in their entirety, ad-free, and the whole archive. Check it out. Till next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.